بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had discussed the sunnah of Allah, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, as far as those who continuously break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. And we had mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a person through two stages. The first is when a person breaks the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he disobeys, or he falls short in some way or the other. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends some trial, some punishment, some difficulty this person's way, some restriction within his life, whether it be as far as his wealth is concerned, or as far as his health is concerned, as far as his family life is concerned. In some way or the other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test this person, will bring about some difficulty in his life. And the purpose is so that this person can realize that he has fallen short, that he has broken the command of Allah, and he can return and make tawbah and come back to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first stage. But then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that a person is continuously persisting upon sin, he doesn't want to give up his acts of disobedience, of transgression, he's becoming persistent, he's becoming obstinate in his pursuit of disobedience and sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns him in the other direction. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah now opens up the doors of everything to this person. In other words, he makes his life easy for him. Suddenly he finds his business is booming, turnover is rising, profits are increasing, and things are going right in his life. As far as his family life is concerned also, everything is moving smoothly. There's no real difficulties, no hiccups. Life is progressing, everything seems bright, seems positive. But this is just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leading a person on. This person is now, he begins to feel secure, begins to feel safe. He forgets that he is breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then suddenly Allah says, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً بَغْتَةً, we explained yesterday, the rug is pulled out from under his feet. As we say, without any warning, from nowhere now the punishment will come. And this person suddenly gets hit in some area of his life, whether it be his business, whether it be some sickness, some illness, somebody passes away, whatever it may be. And now this person, eventually he realizes that this was because of so much of time spent in the disobedience, transgression of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ Allah says, now the person has no words. He becomes dumbfounded. And he realizes that all this time the ease and the prosperity that I seem to be enjoying, this was just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leading me on. So after mentioning this entire system and this method that he employs in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to ask the people that قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ Say to them that inform me إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ If Allah has to snatch away your hearing, or Allah has to take away your sight, or He has to seal your hearts, then مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ Which deity other than Allah can bring these faculties back to you? Which deity other than Allah can restore this for you? In other words, if you will persist and you will continue, and Allah now has to bring His adab, then how are you going to save yourself? How will you be able to restore these faculties if Allah decides to take them away from you? And we find how many a times it happens. A person was living a healthy life, and suddenly one morning he wakes up, and one nerve twitches, a person can't walk, or he's got a stroke, or suddenly the heart attack comes, Allah protect us. But who is there other than Allah who can restore your health now, or restore your wealth? Unzur kayfa nusarrifu al-ayat. Allah says, look at how we explain our signs to them. Thumma hum yastifoon. Then they still turn away. They still persist upon their transgression, their disobedience. They don't want to listen. They don't want to realize that the punishment is awaiting them. Qul ara'aytakum. Say to them again, O Nabi of Allah. Inform me, in atakum azabullahi baghtatan aw jahratan. If the punishment of Allah has to come to you suddenly or openly, in other words, if it comes with warning, without warning, هَلْ يُهْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الظَّالِمُونَ Allah says, will anybody be destroyed but those people who have made oppression? In other words, if Allah has to punish you in this way, and you are now destroyed, or you fall under this adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then understand, this is because of your own zulam, your own oppression. And we explained before also with regard to dhulam, with regard to oppression. Generally when we hear this word dhulam, Then our mind goes to zulam on somebody else. We're oppressing somebody else. We're taking the rights of others away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran speaks about الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. The worst type of oppressor is the one who oppresses himself. He makes zulam on himself. How? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created his body, created his soul for Jannat. But he has made such oppression on himself that he now makes himself worthy of the fire of Jahannam. So this is the greatest zalim, the greatest oppressor. How we can't tolerate oppression in this world. In the same way, we should not tolerate oppressing ourselves also. The person now is persisting in the disobedience, the transgression of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is making zulam upon himself. We should take pity on ourselves. That I am making the zulam, this oppression, and I am now putting myself forward for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment and destruction to come. But now a person makes tawbah. He realizes his shortcoming. He realizes where he has fallen short. He turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is ready to accept his tawbah. And Allah is ready to accept him once again. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.